Googling around, see if Trombone Shorty has done some Christmas music.
I will check that right now, sir.
I love the Trombone Shorty. If there's, you know, because New Orleans-wise, like Harry Connick had his Christmas stuff, kind of a New Orleans take on Christmas. Hopefully there's some Trombone Shorty there. All right, 806 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Our phone number, text line 343-0106, 343-0106. We'll get into what you want to talk about here and, you know, the impeachment proceedings in Washington and the votes and all that kind of stuff. Also, this story may get time. Y'all can vote and let me know if you want, you're interested. I'm very interested in this story, but sometimes I'm different. It's strange here.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. Wall Street Journal story, how the 1% scrubs its online, its image online. Have you ever heard those commercials for Reputation Defender and all that stuff online where mm-hmm. they're supposed to? Have you ever wondered how that works or why you need it or how it works?
Yeah, do they like pay off Google or what
kind
do they
of,
do?
Kind of. Well, they don't pay them off, but they trick Google. So, I mean, if y'all are interested in that, I'm fascinated with the story. I'll get into that in just a little bit. But beforehand, let's talk about what you need to know. Okay, this story comes off of Dalton last week was talking about a story of some kid had sprayed so much Axe body spray.
Yeah, that a school bus was evacuated in Florida.
Right, so Dalton had the story. So this kid has so much of the Axe body spray that it became point that the school bus driver pulled over and called in an emergency.
Yeah, he believed there was something seriously wrong on the bus.
Okay, so that was the one story. So when I saw this story, I said, oh, dovetail. This one out of the United Kingdom, BBC reporting, driver blows up car with excessive use of air freshener.
Oh, man.
And I'm going to tweet this out. I'll tweet it out now so y'all can see some of the images of the vehicle. Okay? So here's the story. So a driver caused an explosion in his car when he lit a cigarette after spraying air freshener. Mm. He used, and this is in quotes, excessive amounts of aerosol scent before sparking up, according to firefighters. A gas from the spray ignited, blew out the windshield and windows, and buckled the doors. The man escaped with only minor injuries. Police say the incident in Halifax on Saturday could have been worse. Okay. And warned people to follow this safety advice. The motorist was in stationary traffic on Fountain Street in the town at about 1500 GMT, Greenwich Mean Time, mm-hmm. which if I ever would learn to play instruments well and start a band. That was one of my names, I thought.
Greenwich Mean Time?
Yeah, or Greenwich Meanwhile. I thought I could either be Greenwich Mean Time or Greenwich Meanwhile. Okay, this happened 1,500 hours Greenwich Mean Time on Saturday. It was so powerful that it blew out windows at a nearby business.
Golly.
The road was closed while the investigation was carried out by police and the fire service. West Yorkshire Fire and Rescue Service said the cause of the dramatic incident was excessive air freshener use. So, of course, that brings up a lot of questions. Number one, what was the smell in the vehicle that he was trying? I mean, how much air freshener did he use? And then I guess it would be the aerosol one and the particulates and the gas was still hanging around in the car at such a high amount that when he
fired
it up there, we had the ignition and then we had the compression chamber inside the car and boom, guy escapes without any injuries, but blows the windows out, blows the windshield out of the vehicle.
Okay, here's my theory. Okay. We have a teenager driving around without mom and dad.
Okay.
Teenager smokes, mom and dad don't know, but it's a really dumb teenager.
Yes.
And instead of spraying the air freshener after he smokes a cigarette, he tries to get it done beforehand, lights the match or the lighter, and then boom.
I guess. And maybe, and if it was a Ute, they may not be aware of the it's 10 minutes. Kids are in school. All right, kids are in school. They're not aware of the flammable potential for aerosols, which we may or may not have been in high school when everybody had a can of Right Guard aerosol. Now, everybody uses like a roll-on or whatever, but you used to have the spray, the Right Guard spray, with a little bit of flame from a lighter in the right. I mean, you had a blowtorch.
Yeah, and kids these days don't make potato guns anymore either.
That's right. I think I still have one in the attic. the final, the great one, the great cannon from the University of Alabama. I think I still have that. I'll bring it into the station. We'll fire stuff across the parking lot. But yeah, so you had to have Aquanet back then. Aquanet was the best propellant for the potato gun.
Aquanet, okay. And now you could probably use Axe.
Yes, Axe body spray. But this guy, obviously, that stuff that was flammable coming out of the right car, the same thing in his air freshener, blew the car up. So that's it. I just wanted to make sure we didn't get through this Tuesday without giving you a take on how that happens.
He's lucky they didn't publish his name, because that's embarrassing. That's an embarrassing
move. Yeah, it does not. The BBC has withheld name here on this story. Maybe we can do some digging further in there, but they do not list the person's name, but they do show the car. Y'all can check that out. All right, in Washington, it's T-minus a day here as we head towards this vote on articles of impeachment. Suzanne Malveaux with more.
The House on the brink of a historic vote tomorrow to impeach President Trump. The House Rules Committee will hold what is likely to be a contentious hearing to mark up the two articles of impeachment, charging the president with abusing his power and obstructing Congress. Democrats signaling they have the votes after several Democrats in districts President Trump won in 2016 announcing they support impeachment.
It took me quite some time to kind of get through all of the data, all of the testimony, and make a good choice. The evidence is overwhelming, and it is my constitutional responsibility to make that difficult vote.
Congresswoman Elisa Slotkin holding a town hall in Michigan Monday, causing mixed reactions from her constituents.
I made this decision out of principle and out of a duty to protect and defend the Constitution. I feel that in my bones, and I will stick to that regardless of what it does to me politically, because this is bigger than politics.
Across Capitol Hill, the Senate prepares for its impending trial. In a letter to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calling for four crucial witnesses, including Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and former National Security Advisor John Bolton.
Trials have witnesses. That's what trials are all about. These people know better than anybody else the facts. There is no reason on God's green earth why they shouldn't be called and testify, unless you're afraid of what they might say.
The White House responding, saying Senator Schumer's letter is just more proof that the only evidence the House produced actually proves President Trump did nothing wrong. The Senate needs a 51-vote majority to pass key measures regarding the trial, so Democrats only need four Republicans to join them to compel witnesses to testify or other procedural motions. The debate putting a handful of vulnerable Senate Republicans in the spotlight. The White House and GOP leaders are worried about the uncertainty of how those senators would vote on trial-related issues.
I think that for all senators, and certainly Senate Republicans, they have to make sure that this process doesn't seem like a sham, like it's a slam dunk, as Senator McConnell has said.
All right, so what should they do? Speaking of McConnell, he's taking heat from all sides on this impeachment here, as he's getting pressure from Senate Democrats, House Republicans, and the president when it comes to what this will look like in the Senate. Because the Democrats have the vote. I mean, I said this back in September, they will impeach. Right, I could have moved us forward to this point and said, "There's no way this is not going to articles of impeachment." Yeah. They had the votes, so and for Speaker Pelosi last week saying she hadn't counted the votes or they weren't whipping the votes, my foot, they haven't, because it's not they have the votes. They've had the votes since day one to make this happen, but they want to have the most number of Democrats voting, you know, and the smallest number of defections of Democrats, so they can make their case to the American people that this is not just, you know, this is not just deep left part of the party moving forward.
I'm sure they've had the big board with the names on magnets for probably since before they announced that they were going to hold an impeachment committee, hold hearings. So, and they've been slowly moving the magnets that are in the maybe column over to the yes vote column, and now that it looks like they'll have enough so that it looks not just so it'll pass like you just said, but so that it'll pass resoundingly among the Democrats, they'll go through with it.
Okay, so the other part of this is, how do you run this in the Senate? And that's the, you know, you heard Schumer talking about it. It needs to be drawn out with all the witnesses. McConnell's moving, wants it to move forward quickly. I would say this, if we weren't so polarized and galvanized in those polarized positions in today's country, it might be worth making this a extended Senate hearing. The president at one point was interested in doing that because he would show the American people there's nothing to hide here. Let's get the, you know, let's get it out. Let's get it out in the open. Also, like you've said so many times, it gets you a chance to have Hunter Biden on the witness stand and Joe Biden. I mean, this is, you know, this could be compelling. But I don't know that it you could strategically make it last a while to keep Democrats that are running for president that are senators busy so they're not on the campaign trail. But at the end, what do you accomplish? You're still going to have a Democrat to run against. So if I thought that the process of a lengthy, drawn-out Senate hearing would change minds, if there were so many people that were, I wish people were like this, but I don't think anymore, open-minded and looking for facts and make a decision, then it would be good. But if everybody's galvanized, those, you know, never Trump and hate Trump people and resistance, they're never going to, there's nothing they hear, they're going to hear in the Senate that's going to make them change their mind.
Well, if you look at the undecided voters, which we think 10 to 15% of voters.
Oh, I thought you said 10 to 15 people.
If 10 to 15% of Americans are undecided on whether they'll vote Democrat or Republican, the risk reward there for holding a longer Senate trial would be not about clearing Trump's name just for the impeachment purposes, but for the 2020 voting purposes.
Right, that's what this is about.
And
sure.
if they were able to resoundingly have witnesses on the stand that made it, you know, appear that the Democrats were so far off base on this.
Agreed.
I do think that would change mind, but you also have the risk of something going wrong for you.
Yes.
And looking, and maybe even getting some Republicans in the Senate to switch sides and make it a closer vote than it should be.
But, so which one do you do? That's the question. I mean, they're going to probably fast-track this thing, but which one is the better choice going forward? We're getting ready to see as the House tomorrow will vote those articles of impeachment out, and then it will go to the Senate. Of course, we have the question, you know, how long this lasts. And, you know, you've got the break coming up, the Christmas break. Do they take this up in January? How long into January does it go? These are the questions bouncing around Washington. And you ask about the undecided voters. I'm going to point out a couple things this morning. Now, any one given poll doesn't mean anything. You're looking for trends in polls. But I'd like to point out a couple things. Number one, so the story about the Fox News poll, and I think all the headlines for the fact that Brian Kilmeade was saying he was stunned by a Fox News poll that showed 54% of Americans supporting impeachment. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if 54% of Americans support impeachment, but USA Today poll today showing President Trump beating any of the individual Democrats head-to-head.
Yeah, they put him up head-to-head against all the Democrats, and the closest race in this poll, which polled 1,000 people and had a plus or minus of 3 percentage points, it had him beating Joe Biden by 3 points, beating Bernie Sanders by 5 points, Warren by 8, Buttigieg by 10, and Bloomberg by 9. So this is the first poll I've seen where Trump defeats every single Democratic challenger.
Okay, so you have one poll saying 54%, so a plurality of Americans want to see this impeachment. You have, and like I said, there's a factor in there of a group of people that just would say, yeah, impeachment, not because they really care. They just want to see what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, there's some contingent of that. But 54% say they want impeachment, while this poll shows President Trump beating any individual Democrat in head-to-head matchups. At the same time, you look at the vote from Wall Street, and Wall Street's setting record highs. Wall Street likes, it's more about China right now in the deal with China, but they're setting record highs, which is another vote of endorsement for President Trump. So you put all that together, and no wonder we're all confused out there. All right, we're coming right back. We'll grab some calls at 343-0106. Let me say a big thank you to Dalton and Mark and Dan on the text line. I asked, and in this Christmas season, I received. I said, I need some Trombone Shorty doing Christmas music. And we got it. Start off, we'll play a couple cuts this hour. Jingle Bells, of course, done Shorty style right here on Mobile Mornings. Coming right back. Right, 826 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Reminder, voting online right now, day two of our Alabama End of the Year voting. Front page of FMTalk1065.com. Tell you those names inside this category coming up in a second, plus take your calls at 343-0106. Let me give you a taste of how great it is to have the Bades cleaning at our home. Now, right now, you get a free estimate to see what I'm talking about when you call 344-6626, 344-6626, or just Google the Bades and get that number from them. But I've given you a couple of examples of what it's like here in the Christmas season to have the house clean and not to have to spend the time cleaning the house so we can get out and enjoy things and enjoy the Christmas season. But what about having people in your home cleaning, right? Here's the kind of detail that Shelby, who's head of our crew that cleans our house, has done. They're cleaning around. It's 8:30. I can talk about it. They clean around the elf on the shelf. Actually, the elves on the shelf, since there are multiple elves in our house that are posed up all different kinds of places. They make sure in cleaning a surface to clean around, make sure the elf doesn't move, make sure the elf doesn't get put down. That's important, right? You know, the elf can't be touched, right? That's how, because that's, they lose their magic.
Oh, I didn't realize that rule.
They lose their magic. You will one day, trust me. And they work around that. They work around the two children, the two dogs, the two parents, and everything else going on in the house we just moved into, and do a fantastic job at cleaning up. It's the maids. They're referred for a reason. So this Christmas season or any time, give yourself the gift of clean and the gift of time. Clean house and time to enjoy it. And it's oh so special during this Christmas season. Check them out. Free estimate now. Give them a call. 344-6626. These are people that work at our house. 344-6626 for the maids. All right. Let's see here. Let's go to the phones and grab a call here, and then we want to talk more about Alabamian of the Year. Our man Derek in Fairhope is up first. Hey, Derek.
What's going on, homie?
You dog.
All right. So do y'all remember when Hillary Clinton said she would never go down because she knew where all the bodies were buried?
When she said she'd never go down.
Yeah, she said she'd never go down because she knew where all the bodies were buried.
Okay.
So this is basically what she was talking about. Hold on. My Bluetooth is kicking on in the car. All right, good. So the way the money comes back, you can go back and see, that Biden got like $6 million going back to his consulting, firm for lobbying efforts in Ukraine. Here's the problem. They're all guilty. Grassley is guilty of it. There was an article about 3 months ago that I was going to go back and look for it that basically stated that, Grassley was getting kickbacks as well through for lobbying various things. What they do is the money, and then it comes back. They get their little cut coming back to their consulting firms, which apparently is not illegal. So if you're looking for witnesses in a Senate trial, they're not. Schumer is basically calling a bluff we want to call witnesses too, because he knows that if the Biden fact comes up that he was getting $6 million in, basically lobbying efforts for Ukraine, well, so is everybody else. So don't look for witnesses. It's going to be a quick, just a quick vote. They don't want any of this to come out. So whatever the hype is, it's not going to happen. Nobody wants to know the dirty truth.
Yeah, you're talking about specifics, but I've had the feeling since the word go, there's a lot of things that have been mentioned, that things have been thrown at President Trump or thrown around in this discussion that are kind of business as usual. Whether they admit to it in front of the cameras or not, there's a little bit of business as usual going on here.
Exactly. With the impeachment, that he kind of really, with Trump getting elected, he interrupted the business as usual, cycle. And now that, he is the great disruptor, he's messing with their money. And I don't think, as much as Trump wants to clear his name, I wish he would. There's so much evidence that shows that he's right. It's just not going to happen. They're going to do they're going to do a quick vote once it goes. And, cause you even hear Grassley, saying that, what was it, a day or two ago that, he would rather just put this all behind us.
There we go. I gotta jump, Derek, up against the hard break. But thanks for the call. Coming right back. More of Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. You sure did treat me nice.
836 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Let's talk with Mitch McConnell from McConnell Automotive. Hey, Mitch.
All right, Dalton. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Getting awfully awfully close to Christmas, and for those looking to upgrade, no better time than now.
Man, I agree with you, Dalton, and a lot of people out there listening, they're thinking for their husband or their wife, they need to get them a big Christmas present, but they're also, you know, in the next couple months in the market for a vehicle, and what we're seeing is people paying for Christmas by taking advantage of these extra discounts we've got, and Dalton, all they need to do on every Buick and GMC is go to our website or come see us. And a great example, buddy, is we got over $15,000 off some of these vehicles. And, you know, last month the biggest discount might have been $10,000. So there's a $5,000 difference. And a great example is the Sierra Denali. And that thing is 20% off. And GMC Terrain, the small SUV, 25%. And then my other favorite example is 15% Dalton off a Yukon. And these kind of deals are literally not going to be around in January. And leading into Christmas, man, it's the upgrade sale. And all people have to do is go to McConnellAutomotive.com and check them out.
All right. Thank you, Mitch.
Y'all have a great Tuesday, Dalton.
That's Mitch McConnell. Go see him at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65.
All right. 8:38. And quick check of our 2019 Alabamian of the Year voting. Yesterday was day one. Now, remember, y'all nominated all these names and things and critters last week. And remember, too, that Alabamian of the Year is that person, place, thing, critter, event, whatever, that has most moved the needle in Alabama in 2019 in the news cycle. Yeah, round one, I called it the Goat Hill or the Montgomery yesterday.
Yeah, we got
that cycle.
The Montgomery bracket yesterday and got a bunch of votes. And I was surprised by the results of this vote. The two that I thought would pass did pass, but not at the way that I thought they would. So the top vote getter yesterday for Alabamian of the Year, lottery, getting 34%.
So the failure of the legislature to pass something in the last session on lottery.
Yes, 34%. Then you get the anti-toll movement, which I thought would win resoundingly.
Me too.
That got 33%, so 1 point behind the lottery. And those two will move on into the second round. The two that were eliminated yesterday, gas tax, which played pretty close with the other two. It got 25% of the vote. And then the abortion bill that was passed earlier this year, 8% of the vote. And today, we got a mix of a couple different candidates. We have some from sports and then a critter. And right now, one critter doing really well in voting, if I could speak this morning. The meth squirrel, Mr. Dees,
yes,
from Athens, Alabama.
Remember the story about that squirrel they said the guy gave meth to and it attacked law enforcement? When they went to do the arrest.
The meth attack squirrel right now getting 44% of the vote and currently in the lead. Bruce Pearl, the Auburn basketball coach, he's getting 41% right now. Of course, he led the Tigers to a Final Four appearance last season, and right now they're the only undefeated team in the Power Five conferences this season. You've also got Hoyt Hutchinson. He's the Alabama fan who popped the baby Trump balloon during that Alabama-LSU game earlier this year. He's got 8% of the vote, and Tua Tagovailoa with 7% of the vote, and he's on the list, not only because this might be his last year in Tuscaloosa, so many fans speaking so well of Tua when he injured that leg, but also that had pretty wide effects for the college football season with Tua Tagovailoa out. What could have been, what should have been, and Tua getting 7% of the vote right now.
All right, your votes, we're going to take those all day today and tally them up, let you know tomorrow about round two. You vote on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. You'll see the 1-800-GOT-JUNK logo. That's my buddy Trey and his crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Getting junk gone, Mobile, Baldwin County's 11 years in the business now. If you want to clear a little extra space or get things organized looking good, you got family and friends coming in for the holidays, go online 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Make that appointment, specific day, specific time. They show up, they tell you, okay, we think it's going to be this to do the job, which, by the way, if they underestimate, it's on them, not you. They quote you a price. If you say yes, they get to work and get it done. 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. And I was just thinking for a second about the baby Trump balloon.
Mm-hmm.
probably has to have more stitches now than a prize fighter. The number of times it's been slashed, I wonder what, you know.
Yeah.
With the scarring on the balloon.
Oh, you know, it's been slashed at least twice, mm-hmm. by my count. The first time in London, mm-hmm. and the video.
The second time in Tuscaloosa.
And the second time in Tuscaloosa. And the first time, I remember a woman went up to it and had I think she had scissors.
She cut herself.
Exactly. She slashed the Trump balloon.
Doofus.
And didn't do a very good job slashing the balloon, but ended up injuring herself more than she did baby Trump. And then you bring baby Trump down to Tuscaloosa, and an Alabama fan, you knew he wasn't going to cut himself there. And for what he was trying to accomplish there, did a pretty bang-up job. And then, of course, the video of him being arrested and put into the police cruiser.
Yes.
So Hoyt Hutchinson, that was enough for him to be a nominee for Alabamian of the Year.
All right. You'll vote online right now, fmtalk1065.com. And I tell you, I was surprised, too, that a bridge toll was second to Lotto. I mean, I just finished, I put a link up on our Facebook page. I was on Lynn Oldshoe's Beyond the Byline podcast along with John Sharp.
Very cool.
And we talked for an hour and something on that podcast about the top stories of 2019. 98% of my discussion was about the bridge toll.
It was
so
huge.
At least that was in my take. Hey, speaking of other big story, this one has been one that's not just this year. It's been going on for years, and that's the discussion of Common Core in Alabama. Remember the story last week came out that said the state school board had voted and approved a new math course of study for K-12 students, and that it was doing away with Common Core math. I think Governor Ivey said it had been eradicated. Well, there's some disagreement here. One of the people disagreeing is Dr. Lou Campomenosi, joining us now to talk more about it. Hey, Dr. Lou.
Good morning, Sean.
Morning.
I have to say, you know, for her to say that Common Core has been eradicated, I mean, it's one of the classic lies that we've had to deal with. And we've seen a lot of lies coming out of the Democrats and Schiff and all of those folks. But this really, from a local standpoint, this is really high up on the list of major lies to contend with. And I think that the sooner, it's just too bad that there's so much going on to really, you know, kind of push this out so people could understand what's going on. I think with Christmas coming and everything else going on, this is a story that actually didn't even hit down here until Sunday when Tricia Powell was put in, you know, her story got into the press register. But here again, you know, despite the fact that there's just too much noise out there, I think it's important for people just to kind of think carefully about what's going on with this. And really, it sets the predicate for why we have to be very careful about making sure that the State Board of Education does not get taken away in this Amendment 1 that's going to be voted on March 3rd, despite the fact that they could not prevail the conservatives on the board. If we give away our right to vote on March 3rd, then there will be no hope at all for ever getting rid of Common Core. So I think this is just something that I'm glad that I got a chance to talk to you a little bit about it. But we have got to really kind of focus on this after January when the holidays are over, so we can make sure that people understand just what's going on with this.
All right, Dr. Lou, help us. Let's hit rewind for a second here and go back to the fact that the argument now is this replacement here for the math is just more Common Core. I mean, can you say the governor is not shooting us straight on this? Explain to us what happened. They got rid of one and replaced it with another. What's the other? Why is it, you know, tell us, okay, why is this Common Core?
Yeah, no, that's a fair question, and I think that it's an important question. Okay, what happened was Eagle Forum was able to do an analysis of the math standards 1 through 8. Okay. And I think I sent you a copy of something that one of our researchers did up in North Alabama, okay? Very similar to what Eagle Forum found out. So what you end up doing is, if on the left-hand side, you say the 2019 Alabama course of study. That's what they gave us, okay? This is what they're claiming is new, okay? And then on the right-hand column, what Danny did was he's got Common Core State Standards. So there you have a definitive listing of what the Common Core State Standards, and what I sent to you was fourth grade. Okay, so let's just take a look at the first one. Operations and Algebraic Thinking is the heading, okay, left side, new study. And on the right-hand side, Common Core, Operations and Algebraic Thinking. Absolutely no different. Okay, so let's look at the second thing. Gain familiarity with factors and multiples. On the right-hand side, the old, you know, Common Core, gained familiarity with Sanders and Moskowitz. Okay, so if you run through the whole list, what you're going to find is that it's virtually the same thing. All they did was cut and paste, change a few words, happy to glad here and there. It's all Common Core. So when we say that the governor is lying here, and I realize that's a fairly serious charge, but the fact of the matter is she is lying, because there is no way that these new standards are, quote, new at all. And that's what has got everyone upset about this, is that they just went through a drill. It is it's theater. No one said anything about the fact that we're at the bottom when we were up there last Thursday. The people who supported this on the board, I mean, it was a surreal type, you know, discussion. No one said anything about, gee, do you think that maybe we shouldn't continue to do the same thing and think that there's going to be a change? I mean, Sean, it just doesn't make sense, except from the standpoint that this is what the swamp wants. They have wanted it since Riley and Bentley. He kept it. Bentley told us, oh, don't worry about Common Core. We'll get rid of it after the election. Well, we're still waiting on that one.
Okay, well, why? I mean, for people that don't follow this like you do, why do they want to keep Common Core? I mean, if you have pushback against it, why go to the mat for it?
Yeah, well, I think that the short answer is that initially Riley and Marsh and Hubbard wanted to make sure that they were in good with the Obama people and have an opportunity to get race to the top money, number one. Number two, somewhere along the line, Billy Canary and the Business Council of Alabama came to some sort of a decision that Common Core was the best way to make sure that there was workforce development in Alabama, okay? A completely wrong approach in my view, but nevertheless, that has been the engine. Canary and the BCA money has been the engine to keep this in the state where we were never able to get any kind of a repeal bill passed through the Senate, which would have started it off. And once, and again, the money trail is there. You can see it without any trouble. So here again, we get back to these kinds of questions where, you know, not only do you have that kind of commitment from the Business Council of Alabama, but then these teachers, particularly math teachers from the University of Alabama and Auburn, they are ideologically committed to this. And this is really the fundamental change that Obama was talking about. This is why you have little AOCs that are being produced out of college and in high school.
Because of mathematics?
Not just mathematics, but it's the whole point. But
gotcha.
But the issue, but actually, if you look at some of how they structure problem analysis, you know, you get a word problem that you think, you know, how you're supposed to, you know, how many miles does this train go for X hours and blah, blah, blah. Well, I mean, if you put words in there that have certain connotations that are negative towards the kinds of things that we believe in, then I would argue that is part and parcel of this fundamental changing that Obama wanted to do. It's a lot easier to do it with English and history. I understand that. But there are subtle ways to do this through math, too. Plus, the Common Core math is, I mean, everyone is going crazy with Common Core math. There isn't anyone who has a child in the school system who doesn't realize that there's a problem here. And look at how many people have to go and get tutors to figure it out. It's absurd.
Yeah, Dr. Liu, we'll pick this back up, like you said, probably in January when people start focusing again on it, and we'll talk about it more then. I appreciate you bringing us up to date.
Thanks, Sean. Take care.
Yeah,
we'll
you
talk
too.
To you.
All right,
bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Liu. Dr. Liu Campomenosi, check it in. And we're coming right back right here on Mobile Mornings. So this is Trombone Shorty, Rod Stewart, and CeeLo.
That's right.
Merry Christmas, baby. All right, let's dim the lights on this one. Ladies.
I'm feeling mighty nice, y'all. Got my music on the radio. Feel like I want to kiss you, baby. Standing underneath that mistletoe.
Good. continues to just win me over. Trombone Shorty, Oh Holy Night. Mm. So get, you know, I just mentioned this morning, I love the Trombone Shorty. We had some bump music from Trombone Shorty come through, and I said, well, you know, I sure like to have some Trombone Shorty at Christmas. And y'all have regaled us with list of Trombone Shorty Christmas songs. Good stuff. Good stuff. We'll put those in the rotation here for the rest of Christmas.
Ask Deal? And ye shall receive.
That's right. It's the Christmas spirit out there. Hey, heads up here. Speaking of Christmas, OmahaSteaks.com. I got a chance for you to get a fantastic gift for someone, or maybe give yourself the gift of great flavor from Omaha Steaks. Right now, if you go to OmahaSteaks.com and enter the code Sullivan, my last name, in the search bar, and order the favorite gift package, the gift everyone will love, for only $69.99. Now, think about it. Here's what you get in this pack, or here's what your gift recipient will get. 4 6-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignon, 4 premium pork chops, 4 Omaha Steak burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steaks signature seasoning packet, plus for y'all, a free 6-piece cutlery set and cutting board so they get all the delicious food, plus the free cutlery set they'll enjoy for years to come for only $69.99. Omaha Steaks are guaranteed to be the most tender steaks you've ever had. Every order is flash frozen, vacuum sealed, and safely delivered in a cooler with dry ice, ready to cook, and you are going to love it. Don't wait. Take advantage of this offer and get your gift there before the holidays are over. Go to OmahaSteaks.com, type Sullivan in the search bar, and order the gift everyone will love. Order the favorite gift package today. All right, before we wrap up, I want to give you a couple show notes coming up on Midday Mobile today. Starting at noon, Congressman Bradley Byrne will join us to talk about a whole bunch, but it is specifically into this impeachment vote happening in Washington. We'll talk with him about kind of some of the behind the scenes of this. Plus, I saw a note, there's a group going to protest Congressman Byrne over his stand on impeachment. We'll ask him more about that coming up in just a little bit at noon today. And in the 1 o'clock hour, my buddy Abe Harper from Harper Technologies is going to join us, because I have just been focused on this story for about 10 days now, since Pensacola went under a cyber attack and been basically held hostage, the city of Pensacola. Then we heard New Orleans as well, same deal happened there. And then where else? A couple other.
I was searching yesterday. The storm hit Edwards, Mississippi, and I was searching Edwards to see more about the storm, and it said they too had been hit by a cyber attack here recently.
So there you go. So that happened. And I think I saw another city too. There's several cities that have been taken over by these cyber attacks. Well, that's what Abe works with Harper Technologies, is how to beat the bad guys. He's going to join us at 1 to talk more about that. It's all coming up on Midday Mobile today. Mike Gallagher Show on the way next. Y'all have a fantastic one. See you back here.